Good morning, First Baptist. The Pulpit Search Committee invites the entire membership of First Baptist Church to join with us as we take on a leadership role in our annual prayer and fasting season, which extends this year from January 3rd to January 15th. James 5:16 states that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. As we join together each day, we recognize that we have much to pray for in our search for a new pastor, new leadership, and a new direction for our church. In addition, we have much to pray for within our families. Let us remain committed to the process. We now invite you to pray with us and for us as we give up the comforts of life and fast, seeking the presence of God over these affairs. We, the trustee ministry, shall begin this service with a musical selection to be followed by scripture read by Trustee Sam McCoy.
And he gave me peace of mind. Said I prayed about it, and he stepped right in on time. I went down on my knees, I gave it to Jesus, and he gave.
I prayed about it, that old problem that would not go away. I prayed about it, I just carried it from day to day. But one day in prayer, I laid that problem down, and I heard him say, "Dorothy, no cross, you won't get no crown." I prayed, and I want to let you know that God still, I know He will, still,
yeah, He still answers. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Somebody lift those hands and worship the Lord in here. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, our sins and griefs to bear. Hallelujah.
Yes,
he does. He still answers.
Hey.
mind.
Hey,
hey, hey. He answers prayer.
Well, let's just worship him, worship him, worship him. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh
yeah.
Come on, join, help us worship him.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Come on, everybody, lift your voice. I know I told you what God has for you.
Sisters, saints, and friends, I am Brother Trustee Sam McCoy. I shall read the word from 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all puberty. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show plenty and piety at home, and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate, trueth in God, and continues in supplications, and prepares night and day, that she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And these things given in changes, that they be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he have denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Lord, it is written, when two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be in the midst and bless them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the blessings of our families through the toils and tribulations of the past year 2021. And we ask you, dear Father, to continue to bless us through the new year 2022. Father God, there are challenges. However, we have faith and trust in you. And we ask you to deliver us, sustain us, and save us. We know that we are still here and that you have work for us to do. So we have heard your word, read God's words, and confessed God's words. Father God, we thank you. We praise you, and hallelujah to you. Dear Lord, forgive our sins. We ask you to help us experience a new spiritual development. Help us with our personal growth in our families, and abstain from bad habits, questionable lifestyles, gossip, selfishness, and anger. Lastly, Lord, please bring us closer to you with spiritual sensitivity and aid us in rebuking the wicked forces of Satan. Allow us to experience your presence in our lives, and please your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, we humbly bow to give you thanks for the many blessings of life that you have bestowed upon us. We are grateful that you have allowed us to enter into a brand new year. We pray that our lives each day will reflect our gratitude to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for his birth, for his life, for his death, and his resurrection, and for the price he paid for the possibility that we all may have eternal life. We are so thankful for his grace and mercy, his love and forgiveness to all mankind. We bow at this time asking, dear Lord, that you will continue to watch over us as a church family as we initiate the process of selecting a new pastor. We pray that you will guide and direct the actions of the pulpit committee, that they will recommend a new church leader that is totally pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We petition that we as a church family will conduct ourselves in a way and manner that will be a blessing to others, especially those who are least among us. We pray that as church leaders, we will entrust all that you have entrusted in our care, that we will be good stewards, and for that which you have entrusted in our care, that we may be the kinds of leaders that will make a difference in this world. These, dear Lord, and other blessings we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, and for the forgiveness of our sins, we pray. Amen.
We would like to thank everyone who's on the line for giving up some of your morning to fellowship with us. We ask the Lord to add a blessing to each and every one on this line and bless all of your families. We look forward to... And we ask that you enjoy your day.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need me.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
Somebody hit
it. I won't call. I need.